This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We have a very important subject today. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipis Al Yeshua. Let's review what the Chafetz Chaim has set up for us. Chafetz Chaim said in order to reconcile the psukim in Nitzavim with the Gemaras in Soita and in Sanhedrin, the psukim in Nitzavim say in the end of days there's going to be a great tshuva movement. On the other hand, the Gemara in Soita, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in the end of days the Madrigal Jewish people will plummet. How do you reconcile that? And the Chafetz Chaim basically says there'll be two groups of people and both groups will expedite the coming of Mashiach. And the Chafetz Chaim revealed to us that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor by not bringing Mashiach. You see, when the generations were doing and going in the progression that was intended, where it was every parent's sole desire to give over the tradition from Sinai, and it was every child's ratzon to receive it, so the prolonging of the galus actually magnified the schar of the Jewish people. Number one, our schar increased and was magnified by awaiting the geula, and number two, overcoming the challenges that were sent our way increased our schar. However, in the last generation, where chutzpah yaski, where there's so much chutzpah that the younger generation challenges the greatness of earlier generations, be it great achroinim and even earlier, so now the whole possibility of continuity has been challenged, and we're at a point where it's not worthwhile anymore for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prolong the galus because the parents are not wholeheartedly giving it over and their children don't want to receive it. So now there's no choice but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the geula. So each group of people, each component, each segment of Klal Yisrael, whether they're on the right side or the wrong side, they're both expediting the geula. There was an idea that we mentioned that for 2,000 years it was a favor for us not to bring the geula. I want to share with you a Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara amazingly says on a pasuk in Koheles, Shanim Asher Toimar Ein Li Bahem Chefetz, years that you will say, I don't want them, says the Gemara. Elu Yemais HaMashiach. These are the days of the coming of Mashiach. She'ein Bahem Lo Yizuchus Lo Yichayva. When Mashiach comes, there's no merit and there's no demerit. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that since when Mashiach comes, free choice will be greatly mitigated. Everyone's going to jump on the bandwagon. It's like, you know, when your team is about to win the championship. Okay, so everybody is a fan of that team. So La'asalavai, when Klal Yisrael, so to speak, is on top, everyone's going to see the truth. Everyone's going to serve Hashem. The Yetzirah is going to be diminished. So there's no more mitzvahs and there are no more averos. And no more averos because who could possibly choose to do the wrong thing? No more mitzvahs because you don't really have free choice. Ein li bohem chefetz. Nobody's going to be doing the mitzvahs out of their own volition. Is there, one would be compelled to do the mitzvahs. And therefore that's a time about which we say, Ein li bohem chefetz. We don't want that time. Because why are we here? We're here to earn reward, but we can't earn reward once Mashiach comes. So again, the Gemara refers to the days of Mashiach as Yamim she'ein bohem chefetz. To illustrate the point, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, and this is quoted by in the Sefer of Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, the Mashkiach of Panovich, Rabbi Chaim Friedlander in his Sefer Amuno Bechira, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say, the Welt says, if only Mashiach would come. I say, oh no, maybe Mashiach is coming. What did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter mean? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter meant, says Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, that the world wants Mashiach to come because they think when Mashiach comes, they'll be able to take it easy. But I'm concerned that I'm afraid of Mashiach coming. Have I accomplished everything I need to accomplish by overcoming Nisayon? Adarabba, through the difficulty of Nisayon, I could be elevated much more than if Mashiach comes. So Rabbi Sol Salanter was apprehensive about Mashiach coming. The Welt says, I want Mashiach to come. Rabbi Yisrael says, I'm apprehensive about Mashiach coming. But here's the real question. Then why does the Gemara say in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis that after 120, one of the main questions a person is going to be asked is Tzipisa Yeshua, did you await the coming of Mashiach? Did we await the coming of Mashiach? I thought Koheles tells us, Ein li bohem chefetz. I don't want Mashiach to come. So how do you have it both ways? How could we be required to anticipate the coming of Mashiach when Shlomo HaMelech categorizes that the days of Mashiach are days that we don't want? So the fact that we say we don't want them, that sounds like it's not good for us. On the other hand, we're required to await its coming. So I was discussing some of these in Yanim with my friend Rav Itchy Stigman. So I want to address these questions, and this is a very fundamental shir. Let's begin with the answer of the Chafetz Chaim. In the Sefer Ari Yecheskel, in his Sichos on Elul, on page Mem Zayin, Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein says that he quotes Ramban in this week's parsha. The Ramban in this week's parsha, Umal Hashem Eloikecha es levavcha v'es levav zarecha le'ahava es Hashem Eloikecha b'chal levavcha b'chal navshecha l'man chayecha. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children to love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul and all your life. The Ramban explains that when Mashiach comes, free choice will be second nature. Nobody will desire anything improper. Nobody will even want it. Nobody will even want something improper. That's what it means, God will circumcise our heart. What does it mean? Umal Hashem lekecha es levavcha. What do you mean God will circumcise your heart? How will He circumcise your heart? It means He'll circumcise your heart that you won't want anything improper. You won't have chemda, you won't have taiva, and man will revert back to the way it was before the sin of Adam HaRishon, where the Yetzirah was batal, and the lev on its own will naturally do what it's intended to do. This is what the Gemara means in Shabbos, Higiu Shanim Asher Toimar Ein Li Bohem Chefetz. These are the days of Mashiach, where there's no zchus and no chayv, and because mitzvahs and averos are dependent on chefetz, the days of Mashiach, there's no chefetz. How could there be reward? How could there be punishment if there's no free choice? You can't be rewarded for good if you're compelled. And there's no scharfer, and there's no oynesh, since nobody will sin. Therefore, these days are called Yamim Asher Ein Lahem Chefetz. Says Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, I once heard from the Chafetz Chaim, they asked him, why then do we daven for Mashiach? We don't want Mashiach! That's not what I'm saying. That's not what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. It's a pasuk in Koheles. Ein li bohem chefes. Says the Gemara Shabbos Kufnan Aleph, Zu yemois HaMashiach. Zok the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. That a Jew is obligated to ask and to daven for what's good for the klal and not the individual. It is true for the individual who's working, who's being challenged, but who's overcoming, it's not good for Mashiach to come. You hear this? For tzaddikim, they don't need Mashiach. For tzaddikim, they don't want Mashiach, says the Chafetz Chaim. For the yachid, it's not good. But for the rabbim, who not everybody is fighting the battle, not everybody is winning the battle, not everybody's overcoming, for the klal, Mashiach is good. We need to be mispalel for what's good for the klal, not what's good for the prat. That's the simple reading of the words of Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein. And again, this is not an interpretation, this is what he heard from the mouth of the Chafetz Chaim. I will say the Chafetz Chaim is not generally quoted over this way. Usually it's quoted over with a little bit of a different spin, but the literal words that the Chafetz Chaim said was that the coming of Mashiach is not good necessarily for the individual, it's good for the tzibor. However, the Chafetz Chaim is more interpreted, and I'll give you an example. For example, Reb Chaim Friedlander brings that it's not the nekuda of why we daven for Mashiach to come. It's not that it's good for the tzibur as opposed to the yachid. Therefore what? A person should daven for what's better for the tzibur at his own personal expense? Chayecha koidem. So the way Reb Friedlander explains it, that it's true for the individual Oyved's service of Hashem, he could have a greater zuchus in the galus. However, during the zman of Yemais HaMashiach, there's greater kiddush Hashem, because everyone will be doing the ratzon of Hashem b'shleimus. So the world and the activities of all mankind, yakiru v'yedu kol yeshvei sevel, kilecha tichra kol berach, the hanhaga of mankind will proclaim the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there'll be Kiddush Hashem ba'olam. But the current state of affairs in the world, there is great chilul Hashem, there's great desecration of Hashem's name, both from mankind in general, and even from the Jewish people, since the majority of the Jewish people are not aware of what their responsibility is. Therefore, our tefillah has to be for what is Mekadesh Hashem more, what will bring a greater Kiddush Hashem, rather than what's good for our personal Schar V'Oinesh. But again, this still requires explanation. Does that mean that at the end of the day, for me personally, it's bad, but it's good for Hashem? Is that what the Chafetz Chaim was saying? Is the Chafetz Chaim saying that I need to suspend my own personal desire and daven for what's good for Hashem, even though it might not be good for me? Maybe that's what the Chafetz Chaim means. Maybe, does the Chafetz Chaim mean, well, once I'm sort of giving up what's good for me and I'm praying for what's good for Hashem, so it's like, HaMispalel Ba'ad Chaveroi Hunen Etchila. For example, you know, there's an idea that on Rosh Hashanah, we basically don't daven for our needs. We daven that Hashem's name should be recognized and understood and appreciated in the world. Well, but what do you mean? Why am I davening that Hashem should be recognized in the world? In the meantime, I need health, I need nachas, I need parnasa. So why am I davening for Hashem? Why don't I daven for myself? So in the Siddur Hagra, there's an idea that's brought that this is the greatest illustration, an example of kol hamispalel ba'ad chaveru hu nena tchila. You need something, Hashem needs something. You'll daven for Hashem, Hashem will give you what you need. So is that what we're doing? We say, we're davening, we want Mashiach to come. Really, we don't. Really, we want what's good for us. But by us forgoing our own needs, Hashem will say, okay, you're davening for me, I'll give you more schar. Is that what's taking place over here? So it's interesting. Somebody in Almana once asked Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, this Almana didn't want to remarry. She said, very nice, I'm going to remarry and I won't be lonely today. But then by Tchias HaMesim, it's not going to be good because my first husband, he was Mamish Tzadik Yesoid Olam. But if Mashiach comes and I'm married to the second guy, my first husband's going to come back, I'm not going to be able to go back to my first husband. So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman said the following, that there's a great principle. No Jew will lose out and from the coming of the Geula and Tchias HaMesim. It's only for our benefit. No hefsid will come from the coming of Mashiach and from Tchias HaMesim. Why? How? We don't know exactly. In other words, where Aaron Leib Steinman said, actually, we don't know why Mashiach is good for us. It seems like Kohela says it's not good for us. Maybe the Almana thinks she's better off not getting remarried. No, says Rav Aaron Leib. Whatever happens in the end of the days will be good for us. Maybe right now we don't know how. But there has to be something more here. And What we discover, and I'll say the beginning of it today, and we'll study it more tomorrow, is the Rambam tells us, Lo yinisavu hanaviim limos hamashiach. The prophets and the chachamim did not desire the coming of Mashiach so that they could have easier lives, smoother lives, less persecution, less harassment from the Goyim. No. Says the Rambam, the reason why the Chachamim desired the coming of Mashiach is not for anybody's personal benefit. That's not the real reason. The Rambam says, Ela kedei sheyiyu fenuyin batorah. The reason why we want Mashiach to come is so that we could have more time to learn. V'chachmasa, v'layya lehem mevatel. Why? And why do we want to learn? Kedei sheyizku l'chayi olam haba. We want Mashiach to get more schar. Oh, wait a second. Because everything we said until now is that really Mashiach minimizes our schar. But we want it anyway, because since it's good for Hashem, somehow it will be good for us. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says we want Mashiach to come. You know the song. Why? I thought there's no zuchus and there's no chaygo when Mashiach comes. I thought they're yamim she'en bahem chayfetz. So we'll address that as a Hashem more tomorrow. I wish everyone an amazing day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.